the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. We're up yesterday. I was up just over 4 units on that craptastic Thursday night football matchup between the fading Denver Broncos and the bunch of backups of the Cleveland Browns. And D'Ernest Johnson just shredding that Broncos front from start to finish. That was one I swung and seriously whiffed on badly. That was like a vintage Clayton Kershaw curveball, and I had no shot as the knees buckled on that one. So credit to D'Ernest Johnson. But let's continue our winning ways, Lundy. It is a football Friday here on the podcast, and as what we always do, we start off with college football. And I'm going to do something a little bit different. Now, normally, I give you a 4-pack of picks against the spread. If you fade me, you're probably making some cash because I've been lousy in that exercise. But our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, they've been offering a profit boost of 25% on a 5-leg parlay if you want to opt in. I've been doing this every single week. Last week, I hit the first 4 legs and lost the last leg, but thankfully I hedged and made a little bit of money as Boise State failed me against Air Force. But we're going to do this again. I will post this on social media. By the way, you can follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. And I want you to determine which one of these legs mucks it up for me here on a college football Saturday. So here we go. Put this together, DraftKings, again, with a 25% profit boost. Purdue hosting Wisconsin, +7.5. Ole Miss to win straight up against LSU at home. Cal to win straight up against Colorado at home. Aim high with Air Force to take it straight up against the nationally ranked San Diego State Aztecs. And because I love you, my man, your Oregon State Beavers, +7.5. They are hosting Utah. If all 5 of those legs hit, it is a cool +592. So again, which one screws it up?
Well, you're going to screw me over by putting Oregon State in there. What the hell are you doing? Why
are you doing this to me? They did great this year. They're at home. They're getting points. I can't resist it.
Jeez, my guys are like, I'm going to have to call like college buddies now and let them know that the outcome of the game is hosed because of you. I'll tell you what, the one that I'm honestly concerned about, I think Air Force can win the game, but this, I mean, Brad, this could finish like a baseball score, dude. I mean, this could be like 6-3. You're talking about two teams that you got San Diego State, who has the best rush defense in the nation, going up against Air Force, who is the number one rushing team in the nation.
Yeah.
So something is going to give. This is crazy. Let me give you these numbers. San Diego State is only allowing 61.2 yards per game on the ground, but Air Force is averaging 336. Like, this is wild. Like, I do not know what to expect down there in the Springs in this one. But other than that, man, somebody wants to give you a boost. You want to 5-leg this thing up. You want to hose over my Oregon State Beavers, fine. You go right ahead. I'll be late night drowning my sorrows and remembering the fact that there's always the Hawaii game.
Well, that's why I added there is always the Hawaii game this week. That's why I added the hook there on the 7.5, because the line is at 3. Just a traditional line. And these are alt lines that I'm pulling, just so, you know, a lot of the folks out there that are listening understand this. And a money line means you just got to win straight up. But yeah, the Air Force San Diego State game, I'm actually excited to watch that.
Because it's going to be a great game. These two teams are a combined 12-1, right?
This is
a really good matchup.
Yeah, and I think that wishbone offense that Air Force runs, and they can throw a little bit, but it's going to be in full effect. And I don't think San Diego State has faced a beast, an entity quite like that Falcons rushing attack. Just a little bonus time here, Lundy. Just lay the points with Penn State against my Illini. It's at 23. Penn State, I think, wins that sucker by 40 or more. Art Sikowski is likely going to get the start for Illinois at quarterback. He's only completed 51% of his attempts. Penn State's only given up 13.8 points per game. That's best the Big Ten. And, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what Illinois can do on the ground, because Penn State's going to gobble them up. I mean, it is going to be a blowout of epic proportions. This Illinois team is lousy, and the Nittany Lions will roll. So lay the 23.
That's all gotcha. I'm going to say about
well,
that.
Well, here, I got that game coming up in bonus time. Let's get to it.
Oh, well, all righty then. With that, yeah, let's indeed get to it. Hood, hood, hike on another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, it is a Football Friday here. We love the NFL props. So let's start digging in on some of my favorites and see if Lundy's going to fade or follow. Let's start off with my Chicago Bears. Double-digit underdogs all the road in Tampa Bay to take on Tom Terrific, Tequila Tom. And he's certainly not going to be Tom Tepid, not against my Bears. But on the Bears side of the rock here, I'm going to take the under on Allen Robinson, 4.5 receptions. It's -135 now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And the reason why I am down on Robinson, well, what has he done this year? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Consistently under this number throughout the entire season. Hell, he's only been over it once. That was way back in week one against the LA Rams. He's being completely misused within this offensive scheme. He is number 37 in total air yards. Mind you, he was number 7 in that category last year. And wide receiver 71 in yards per catch. I get it. Tampa's allowed the third most fantasy points in the wide receiver position. But I think Justin Fields is going to be under intense duress this entire game. He's the 5th most pressured quarterback currently in the NFL. And Robinson may get the shadow treatment from Jamel Dean. And I will say this, you know, despite all the injuries for Tampa Bay in that secondary, Dean has been shut down this season, giving up just a 36.4% catch rate to his adversary. So, Allen Robinson, the disappointment continues. Give me the under. 4.5 catches, -135, a DraftKings fade or follow.
I think in desperation they're going to get him to 4, but I think the hook is going to come into play here. So I like this one at 4.5, and that's the reason why it's been juiced up a little bit, as you said, a -135 at DraftKings. They are completely misusing him. I wish they would trade him to a team that could use him right, because I think Allen Robinson is a fantastic wide receiver that is wallowing in like the muck on the shores of Lake Michigan. I feel bad for the guy because you can see the talent. There have been some games where you go, okay, that's the number one wide receiver that I expect to see, but he's not being used properly. He's dealing with a rookie quarterback that is just having problems. And, you know, two words, Matt Nagy.
Yes, indeed. No doubt about it. Free Allen Robinson. And yeah, bear down indeed on that under.
Number 4.
All right, let's go to a man that has shunned all fast food because apparently he can't keep anything down. He was even tweeting about it yesterday. His body's just purging constantly, much like it was last week. That is A.J. Brown of the Tennessee Titans. This may be the reason why he missed practice on Wednesday and I think was a limited participant on Thursday. Hopefully he's going to get the fluids in his system and he is going to cast aside all those deep fried foods or runs to the border or whatever it is that is ailing him. Because we need him on the field, and so does Ryan Tannehill. In a game with a total of 58, Lundy, could be a blockbuster matchup for overs between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans. And I'm, of course, going to stick to that over theme here and take it on his 66.5 receiving yards prop, -114 at FanDuel. Look, Julio Jones, I don't think he's going to play in this game. He aggravated his hamstring late last week, exited stage left, is yet to practice this week, and I don't think he's going to be able to suit up and go, which means Brown, he's already seen 23.3% of the target share, is going to see a surge in looks, much like he did in the second half of the game last week against the Bills. All in the second half, he had 7 catches for 91 yards, 9 total targets in that contest. It's the only time he's been over the 66.5 number in 5 games, but Kansas City, oh, so generous to the opposition. 6 wide receivers have gone over this number, and everyone needs a Snead if you're wagering on the over against KC, because Legarius Snead and coverage, he was brilliant last year, not so much this season, giving up a 139.6 passer rating to his assignment. So are you down with Brown and fade or follow over 66.5 receiving yards, -114 at FanDuel?
People pay a lot of money to have those kinds of cleanses, okay? I mean, sometimes you order this stuff online. It's juices. It's like, you know, the extract of some tree that you can only find in Zimbabwe. Stuff like that. So, I mean, I know that it's probably not a lot of fun for an NFL player, but I think there's probably a lot of people out there going, you know, could you let us know what you – because that would really help. trying to clean out the old colon. I'm going to take the over on this one, Brad. I think he crushes this. This is actually one of mine that I'm. I don't know if I want to break out the sledgehammer. I think I will. Give me a little music here, Brad. I'm hitting the sledgehammer on this. Yeah. I think he gets up over 80. I think he's at 80, 82, 85 by the time this game is done. I love this number. This is one of my favorites. This has got shootout appeal all over it. That's the reason that line is at 58. I really like this prop. It is one of my favorites for a Football Friday because I think he crushes this number.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, I guess if there is a positive side to him using the bathroom all the time, he's certainly going to be lighter on his feet.
Number three.
All right, moving on here. The next player prop. Let's do a little anytime touchdown action in a game with the largest spread on the board. Arizona peaked at minus 18 against hapless Houston. And that's always a good sign when you're wagering on running back props for the heavily favored team, and that's what I'm going to do here with James Conner. I think he crosses a chalk at plus 130 at FanDuel. If you shop around at BetMGM, it's plus 180 as well there, which doesn't make any damn sense to me. So James Conner, I think, will find the end zone. He has done this with regularity here this season. You know, you look at this guy, what he has done, he's done exactly what we, you know, forecasted he would be. He is a guy that is the red zone and early down horse for this squad with Chase Edmonds working between the 20s primarily. And you look at Conner, I mean, he's getting ample work inside that red zone. In fact, he's they got his 12 touches in three of his last four games overall, and he boasts the eighth most red zone carries, 18 in total in the league. Again, in a game that is poised to be a blowout, and Houston giving up 5.18 yards per carry, 151.5 combined yards per game, and seven total touchdowns to the running back position. This may not be just one. This could be a multi-TD performance for the Terminator. So what do you think? James Conner, anytime touchdown, fade or follow. Plus 130 is where I pull this at FanDuel, but again, shop around. You can find it even better than that.
I'll take it because no touchdown last week for him, but had five, of course, over the course of the previous three games. This is just what this guy does. He scores touchdowns. And that's how they're going to wind up utilizing him. And again, you talked about it. This is not, you know, it's not rocket surgery. You got a really bad spread. Houston sucks. And Arizona's going to take advantage of it. And when that happens, you got the opportunity to keep the ball on the ground, get it over with, get the clock done so that, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt can go hug it out with all their former teammates, all that kind of stuff. We'll get the pregame and postgame reunions, maybe a couple of selfies on the field, because that's really going to be the most entertaining part of this as Arizona continues to remain unbeaten.
Rocket surgery, I like it. So it's rocket science mixed with brain surgery. I see what you did there. Clever, Lundy. Very clever with that take. With that, stick around for more player props week 7 of the NFL. Plus, oh, you know it, tons of bonus time.
Number 2.
All right, let's get back to this pew, pew, pew shootout game between the Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs. And I've got a prop in this contest, which is a very low threshold. This could happen on maybe one or two carries. Jerick McKinnon, over 8.5 rush yards. That's all it is. Pull this one at DraftKings Sportsbook. The over is at minus 120 right now, and I think that's worth a ticket. Now, look, it is definitely going to be the Darrell Williams show. Primarily between the pipes. You know, Williams coming off a 20-plus carry game last week. Should get another 15-plus touches on the ground, but McKinnon's going to be sprinkled in here and there. May get a series or two in this game. He had three carries last week for 10 yards against Washington. Played on 29.1% of the snap share. And you look at Tennessee. They are susceptible in the trenches, giving up 4.62 yards per carry. 12 running backs have reached the 9 rush yard mark against them, and I think McKinnon and his tag team partner Darrell Williams will add their names to the list. So fade or follow on this very easy to cross line of 8.5 rush yards for Jerick McKinnon minus 120 now at DraftKings.
Nine times. I will take the 9 yards there for McKinnon. Very easy threshold to get to. This is one of those funky. This is, Brad, this reminds me of when you and I are doing the over a half a three-pointer in the NBA.
Yeah.
We don't need a lot. We just need 9 yards, and then we need you to not go backwards after that, because that's always my concern, right? Somewhere in the first quarter, he rattles off like an 11-yard rush, and then we're just praying he doesn't get tackled for a loss for the rest of the game. But I think he can do this very low threshold, and he will continue to be in the mix. You're right about Darrell Williams. His rushing prop, I think, is at 56.5 yards right now, somewhere in that range.
Yep.
But McKinnon, 9 yards, boom, let's do it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. McKinnon, all we need is 2 carries, my man, and we're going to hit the over.
Number one.
All right, again, sticking with that marquee matchup of the Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs, my favorite bet on the board, and this line is waffled. Lundy, it's been all over the place. It was as high as 20 and a half. Remember, it got cut down to 16 and a half. You were tweeting about it and saying, hey, folks, you might want to jump on this before it jumps back up. It jumped back up to 19 and a half. And as of tape time here on this Friday morning, it is now receded back to 18 and a half. And it doesn't make any damn sense. Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, we're going to sledgehammer the living daylights out of the over at the current line of 18.5, and hell, I would take it all the way up to 21.5. You look at what Mahomes has done these last 4 games in the ground. 45 rush yards, 26, 61, 31, and you can run on the Titans. You know, I mentioned, on the ground to opposing running backs, you're giving up 4.62 yards per carry, but Kyler Murray's gone for 20 or more yards on the ground against him. Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen did. Russell Wilson was close at 16. Mahomes is opportunistic. And, two, there have been some cases of designed runs for him and a game in which, the Titans are going to have to count, hopefully, for Tyreek Hill if he, is able to suit up. He's been dealing with a net of some quad injury. But you got Travis Kelce, Mecole Hardman, Josh Gordon now in that mix as well to go and Byron Pringle, who they trust. Jerick McKinnon catch the ball in the backfield, same with Darrell Williams. There's just so many weapons on this team that Tennessee has to keep an eye on that Mahomes – could sit there, survey the field, defense is back in coverage, and he calls his own number and takes off and gets half of this on one run. And that's what's really interesting here, Lundy. The over-under on longest rush for Mahomes in this game is 12.5. So think about that for a minute. If the total's 18.5 and 12.5, and a guy's averaging like 5-6 carries per game, is he just going to get like 1 yard sneaks the rest of the game? Doesn't make any sense. So again, pound the over on Money Mahomes, 18.5 rush yards, -120 at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
Do you know who didn't get any rushing yards against the Titans? Let's see. Carson Wentz and Zach Wilson. Everybody else can run on these guys, okay?
Remember Carson Wentz? That was when he had the 2 seriously bum ankles. So he couldn't run. He was pocket tied.
He was stuck. Other than that, this is a Titans team that allows quarterbacks to scramble on them, especially the quarterbacks that can be mobile. I mean, hell, Trevor Lawrence had 28 yards against them. So this didn't make sense. It's why I was tweeting about it earlier in the week when I saw it at 16.5. I said that I thought it would get up to the 20s, and I still was comfortable with it. The fact that it's still at 18.5,
it
does not make sense to me. Unless somebody's got the crystal ball, they've got the sports almanac from Back to the Future. I don't know, but something weird's going on here with this line, because I did not expect it to be this low. I fully expected it to be at 20.5, and so I'm going to take those extra couple yards, even right now at 18.5. I think you got to jump on this one.
Yeah, I think Wario set this line, man. We're living in a bizarre world, no doubt about it. So, yeah, you and I, heavy overs on Patrick Mahomes. It is a multi-unit bet, and Lundy, I've smashed that once, but twice. I hit it at 20.5. I also hit it at 16.5. Hell, I may hit it again at 18.5. Again, it just doesn't add up. Well, let's add in some additional picks here. It's bonus time. What else you got on the card, Lundy?
Let's talk about some college football on the schedule for tonight. Colorado State is traveling to Utah State. I don't know. Call this a TYG. I'm going to take CSU and lay the 3 points on the road. I know. It's a little bit weird. It's actually, I think the spread might even be down to 2.5 now in terms of the minus. I'm going with CSU to pull off the surprise on the road against the Utah State Aggies. Again, this is a TYG special, so I'm probably way off, folks. So you might as well just ignore anything that I just said. The Dallas Stars on the ice tonight are at home. They are taking on the LA Kings. This will be the home opener for the Stars. This is their first home game with a full crowd since March 10th of 2020. I think the fans do make a difference. Both of these teams are kind of struggling here to start the season. The Stars, definitely so, but I think they're going to get a boost from the crowd there in Big D. So I will take the Stars on the money line against the Kings. Let's move ahead to tomorrow. I told you I was bringing back that Illinois-Penn State game.
Yeah.
I think Penn State's going to blow them out, but I think they stay under the 46.5 on the total. And so I am all over that. And in fact, folks, I can tell you in full disclosure, I got it at 46.5. It is down to 45.5 at this point. Jump
under
on it before it goes down. And yeah, you got to do it. Because first of all, we don't even know who the hell's starting at quarterback for either of these teams, it feels like. They may pull somebody out of the stands, okay? Because Penn State's sitting in the same boat. But all I know is that I will run through brick walls if James Franklin asks me to. and let's do a simple money line three-legger in the NFL on Sunday. This one pays you at plus 195. I'll take the Patriots, the Ravens, and the Raiders all on the money line. New England, Baltimore, Vegas. That turns into a plus 195. Heavy favorites, but I'm putting them together so that I get some plus odds.
Love it. All right, let me fire off some quick player props that I like and give you some brief reasoning why. I actually love the over on Cordarrelle Patterson, 35.5 rush yards. He's seen an uptick in terms of opportunity share on the ground. Played a season high 60% of the team snaps against the Jets across the pond a couple of weeks ago. Fresh off the bye to get Miami, who's given up 4.56 yards per carry. I think it's going to be 50-plus for CPAT. Elsewhere, Miles Sanders scores a touchdown against Vegas. Vegas giving up 4.52 yards per carry to the running back position. I think he is going to be able to get the job done in that matchup at plus 180, mind you, at BetMGM. You can get that for Miles Sanders, who the coaching staff says, hey, we want to get him more work, a better opportunity than against the Darth Vader Dome representative. Saying that in that game, Jalen Hurts over 44.5 rush yards. He has done this in 4 or 6 games. He is second only to Lamar Jackson in total rush attempts and total rush yards. And again, Vegas really struggling trying to contain the run. A lot of design runs in this game for Hurts. So good. Yeah, Jalen's going to get it done there on that over 44.5. And then if you want some action on Sunday Night Football, give me a Jonathan Taylor over 63.5 rush yards. It's puzzling why he's not getting more work, but this is a game that could set up for him to get 15 balls the belly. And if he does that, man, he is peak efficient when he has a ball in his hands. He has forced a missed tackle on 20.7% of his grips. He is RB4 in yards after contact per attempt. He has been over this number in 3 of his last 4. And San Francisco, I think the books are kind of cooked based on the competition that they have faced. Now, Aaron Jones, the only guy to go over this proposed number, but they have faced some meek competition elsewhere. So, yeah, they've only got a 3.70 yards per carry and 77 rush yards per game with the running back position. But Jonathan Taylor's just too damn good, and it sounds like Quentin Nelson is going to be back in uniform, manning the trenches and tossing dudes around for Indy as well. That is a wrap on this edition, and a packed edition at that, of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Cuevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Really helps out our show tremendously. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.